Scarlett Vandermeer lives her life with precision. As a 21-year-old Stanford diver with Olympic potential, every movement must be calculated. Until a catastrophic accident 15 months ago left her physically healed but mentally blocked. The twisties, or yips, as they're known in diving circles, have stolen her ability to perform inward dives, the very ones she was executing when her world shattered. Though her therapist, Sam, gently probes about this psychological barrier, Scarlett resists acknowledging what's happening inside her mind. What makes her situation more complex is the perfect storm that preceded her fall. Her controlling father contacted her against a court order. Her boyfriend of 3 years dumped her right before competition. Then came the accident, captured on video for all to witness, though mercifully, she remembers nothing of those 30 seconds that divided her life into before and after. Her approach to recovery has been relentless forward motion, refusing to acknowledge emotional trauma. You need to acknowledge that what happened was terrible, someone will eventually tell her, that it gave you pain, and that you deserve time to heal in more ways than just physical. But first, she must confront what's truly holding her back, not fear of injury, but something far more fundamental. During her birthday brunch, Scarlett's teammate Penelope Ross confesses that, despite dating swimming star Lucas Blomqvist for years, their intimate life has become unfulfilling. Weeks later, over late-night pizza, Penn reveals they've officially broken up. In a moment of intimacy, Scarlett shares her experience with kink, explaining her preference for submission. She clarifies that submission isn't surrendering agency, it's finding freedom from constant decision-making. While swimming demands calculated control, submission allows her to release it, following clear instructions that quiet her racing thoughts. Penn admits she believes she and Lucas are meant to be, despite their sexual incompatibility, a concept that both intrigues and unsettles Scarlett. This vulnerable exchange establishes an unexpected alliance. Penn has shown consistent kindness during Scarlett's difficult recovery when others kept distance. Now, Scarlett feels compelled to reciprocate that compassion, even as she grapples with her own complex emotions about intimacy and trust. After Penn drunkenly suggests matching Scarlett with Lucas for their kinky interests, Scarlett becomes hyper-aware of him everywhere, cleaning graffiti, breaking up fights, swimming with powerful grace. When locked out of the locker room, she reluctantly contacts Lucas. Their awkwardness dissolves when he jokes about the elephant in the room with the ball gag in its mouth. Walking together, she notices his GQ jaw and appealing freckles. That night, Scarlett receives an email titled What You Need, containing only, "If you decide to go for it, I think it should be me." Assigned to the same research project, tension builds between them. Lucas gives Scarlett a BDSM checklist for her preferences and limits, forcing her to confront desires her ex had suggested therapy for rather than exploration. When Scarlett presents her completed list at the library, Lucas reads it before pushing her against the wall in a passionate kiss. Later, reading his list, she discovers it perfectly mirrors hers. What she wants done to her, he wants to do. Their first intimate encounter transforms Scarlett's understanding of herself. In the lab, Lucas guides her completely, knowing exactly what she needs, the freedom to follow rather than think. The experience leaves her floating as he cares for her afterward. Their dynamic evolves naturally. He takes control, she willingly submits, both finding fulfillment in these roles. Lucas explains, "What you and I want, it's all about trust. We decide to be part of it." This exchange of power isn't artifice, but honesty. With him in charge, Scarlett can be her authentic self away from blame and judgment. Clear communication and consent make their dynamic work. Lucas establishes that stop means stop and checks in while maintaining dominance, becoming a metaphor for her healing journey. Yet complications arise. After their first night, Lucas disappears for days, later admitting he was denying himself contact as an exercise in control, helping him feel grounded when emotions threaten to overwhelm him. As Scarlett's relationship with Lucas develops, she resumes competitive diving, reluctantly agreeing to pair with Penn for synchronized diving after Victoria's injury. The turning point comes when Scarlett takes Lucas to the aquatic center, explaining that his advice about diving for yourself resonated. "It's always for others, Coach Seema, trainers, Penn. I feel guilty disappointing them when I fail." At the platform's edge, she asks for last words, confusing Lucas, who notes she'll be back in seconds. This observation triggers a revelation. Nothing hinges on this particular dive. Whether she succeeds or fails, she remains herself, and Lucas will still be there. For the first time in ages, diving feels fun. She lifts her arms, bends her knees, takes off, and it just works. In therapy, Scarlett finally discusses her accident, revealing the boyfriend breakup and her father's email that preceded it. She admits her deepest fear. "I'm afraid of the unpredictability of existing, of not being able to control my life, of attempting something and not being perfect." With newfound determination, Scarlett begins seeing improvement. At their first away invite, she and Penn place third in platform synchro and second on 3-meter springboard. These achievements remind her what diving used to feel like. Exciting, fun, scary, challenging. The momentum builds at Winter Nationals. During platform finals, as Scarlett prepares for her armstand double 1.5, she thinks of the tie-dye chamois from Lucas, remarkably similar to one she lost years ago that she barely remembers mentioning. Rather than fixating on perfection, she focuses on entertaining the audience. The result is spectacular: silver medal and a spot at World Championships. Her ultimate triumph comes at the NCAA Championship. Scarlett has the best competition of her career, feeling light in the air with perfect form. Her final dive, the same inward 2.5 pike that ruined her life 2 years ago, goes well enough to win the championship. Scarlett and Lucas's arrangement deepens emotionally, though both resist acknowledging it. When Penn receives a false positive drug test, Lucas supports his ex, leaving Scarlett uncertain about their relationship. After Scarlett's NCAA championship victory, everything erupts when Lucas celebrates with her poolside. Penn confronts them publicly, feeling betrayed. Lucas reveals they broke up months ago. He kept quiet because Scarlett was the only one who mattered. In front of everyone, he confesses his love. Overwhelmed, Scarlett walks away. When Lucas follows, she uses their safe word, stop, asking for time. Later, Penn visits Scarlett, explaining her relationship with Lucas had continued out of obligation. Scarlett finally reaches out to Lucas. Despite her fears, he points out they've essentially been dating for nearly a year. She tells him she loves him for the next million years. Years later, as successful doctors, small moments reveal their enduring connection, teaching them that vulnerability is strength and true courage means diving into life's deep end.